Pesach is a holiday which requires a great deal of preparation. As the Yom Tov of Pesach approaches, homes are filled with action and excitement. Many families are busy cleaning the home from all residues of chametz, fermented grain products, which may be hidden somewhere in the home. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bo that there are two prohibitions regarding chametz on Pesach. One is an Isser Achila, a prohibition to eat chametz, and the second is the Isser called Baal Yeroeh uBaal Yematzei, the prohibition to own any chametz throughout the holiday of Pesach. Therefore, it is not sufficient to refrain from eating chametz. One must make sure that one is not in possession of any chametz throughout the holiday of Pesach. These prohibitions include eating and owning pure chametz, such as bread or cake, cookies, crackers, noodles, and the like, as well as any food that contains a mixture of chametz and other ingredients may not be owned as well. Any food item that was prepared before Pesach and the chametz portion of it is more than 1 in 60 parts is included in this prohibition. It may not be eaten, and it may not be owned throughout the holiday of Pesach. This session of Kosher Tidbits will focus on one particular type of item which may contain chametz, medications. Yes, believe it or not, as we will Amir Tzashem discuss, medications can contain chametz. They can and often are produced with ingredients that come from grains. And there is much debate amongst the poskim whether or not one may own and take such medications throughout the holiday of Pesach. This presentation will be based upon the guidelines that the poskim, the rabbinic deciders of the OU, have set forth. And as with all halachic questions, people should consult with their rabbi for guidance wherever appropriate. It is essential to keep in mind that if a person is classified as a chole sheyesh bo sakana, a sick person whose medical condition is life-threatening, or it may deteriorate to become life-threatening if not treated properly, such a person must take all medications necessary to remove the danger to his life, even if they do contain chametz. Under such conditions, the prohibition to eat chametz does not apply. Our discussion today will focus on a chole she'ein bo sakana, a person with a minor illness or discomfort, whose condition could not possibly become life-threatening. Which type of medicinal products are permissible and which types are not? Firstly, it is important to mention that although the custom of Ashkenazic Jews is to refrain from eating kidneys, corn, beans, and other legumes on Pesach, this minhag of kidneys does not apply to those who are ill. Even one who has only minor ailments may take medications which contain kidneys ingredients on Pesach. The next question to be addressed is, where is chametz found in medications? Most pills contain some form of starch. The starch can be used as a binder, or it can be broken down into individual sugar molecules and used in the production of medications. In the United States, the most common starch is cornstarch. However, in many European countries, wheat starch is very common and is commonly used in the production of medications. As such, many medications produced in Europe may contain chametz. Flavored medications have a further concern. Often, the flavor components could contain chametz ingredients. Alcohol, which was produced from grains, could be used in the production of the flavor ingredients in medications. And oftentimes, they add a distinct flavor to the liquid or chewable medicine. Now that we have seen that the medicine could potentially contain chametz, we must consider some of the halachic guidelines given to this question. Are non-food products subject to the prohibition of eating or owning chametz? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses the prohibition of eating non-kosher meat, which became spoiled. The Gemara says that if meat becomes so spoiled that it is inedible, The prohibition of eating non-kosher meat no longer applies in that situation. When it reaches the point that it is inedible, all isurim, all prohibitions, fall off. What happens if one takes a prohibited item, for example, non-kosher meat or chametz on Pesach, and adds many other ingredients to it until it becomes completely inedible? Although the original chametz or the original meat may itself be edible, when mixed with all the other ingredients, it is no longer edible. How does the halacha treat such a product? The Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein and many, many other poskim have accepted the halacha that in such a situation, the product is considered inedible and all prohibitions fall off. Just as we saw that when meat spoils, the prohibition of non-kosher meat no longer applies, so too, if one adds many ingredients to make chametz or meat inedible, again, the prohibitions of chametz or non-kosher meat will fall off. As such, they have ruled that any inedible pills, creams, or injections one may swallow or apply to one's body and may be owned on Pesach. Since they are become so inedible and foul-tasting in the production of the medication, the Isser, the prohibition of chametz, no longer applies to such items. There is a minority opinion, that of the Chavos Das, the author of the Nesivos, that insists that the Torah permitted an inedible item only if it became spoiled and inedible on its own. However, if one simply adds ingredients to it which cause the product to become inedible, the prohibition of chametz will still apply. According to this approach, one may not own pills, cream, or any inedible items which contain chametz, unless, of course, one's life is in danger. According to this opinion, even adding ingredients to make the pill inedible is not sufficient. The prohibition of chametz still apply. However, the majority opinion, and that of the poskim of the OU, is to follow the former approach. And as such, the OU's guidelines is to advise people that it is permissible to use all inedible medications on Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach discusses a situation of a person who burns a piece of bread to the point that most people would consider it inedible. However, this person who burnt the bread enjoys eating this burnt bread in this way. The Shulchan Aruch says that although the bread is no longer edible for most people, for such a person who burnt it, desires to eat it, it is forbidden. The reason given is because of a principle called achshavei. Such a person who gives it importance or chashivos to such an item and it considers it edible, for such a person, the chametz is forbidden even though it is burnt and most people would not desire to eat such a product. In such a situation, the regular rules of inedible foods no longer apply. Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish explain that this rule does not apply to medications. Although a person decides and wants to eat them when he is ill, since he is not eating them because he enjoys them, but rather because it is necessary to do so for his health reasons, they are still viewed as inedible and they are permitted. There is a machlokes, a disagreement amongst contemporary poskim, whether or not this rule applies to vitamin pills which are taken as dietary supplements. Some view this as a form of food product, and the principle of achshavei would apply. Since one is taking these vitamins as a replacement for eating certain foods to give his body the correct nutrients, the prohibition of chametz would once again apply. One should consult with his personal rabbi to decide on how to conduct oneself in such a situation. The last question that we will discuss is regarding coated, chewable pills and liquid medications which are flavored. Especially when dealing with children's medications, such products are usually edible and are often very tasty. As mentioned, they could often contain real chametz and may not be eaten or owned on Pesach. Since they are flavored and tasty, the above-mentioned rationale that they have become inedible, as we saw by other medications, no longer applies. As such, they present a serious problem of owning and consuming chametz on Pesach. Again, such questions must be addressed with a competent rabbinic authority to determine if indeed it is chametz-free and if they may be owned and consumed on Pesach.